the Olympics are still this summer, still on, and then it's going to come right back again in Beijing. What is the health of the Olympics? Because Beijing is going to bring with it different emotions politically. Tokyo is going to be a roll of the dice if they can just get it in. So where are the Olympics in this right now?
Well, there are people smarter than me that I rely on for that information. Right now, it's 6-1 that the Olympics happens with fans. If you put money on it, it's 6-1 in your favor. They are adamant that there will be fans in the stands in Tokyo still. And the people who have money on it are putting money on that side. The biggest problem the Olympics has is you have these premium Olympics in Tokyo, Paris, and Los Angeles that are the rebuild the brand, destination locations, terrific on. I mean, everything about them works, right? Even Tokyo's time change isn't the end of the world. It's not great, but it's not the end of the world when you're talking about Western live television. Beijing is something we already did. You know, we did Beijing in 2008. The one thing Beijing has going for it, and you might be surprised by this, is Beijing might be the perfect Olympics for right now, for a year after Tokyo. And here's why. Because China will never let it fail. Because of the way their government runs and because of the pride they have, they will pack those stands with the locals if they have to and print money and put it in there. They will make it look like it's a success, even if it's not. It's not going to be like Russia, the Winter Olympics in Russia when nobody went, right?
Right.
They're going to do their job to make sure that this looks like it's a wild success, and maybe that's the hero we need, you know, 1 year after Tokyo when everybody's already spent all of their money, time, energy going and doing Tokyo on a national stage.
Yeah, remember the price of oil was $100 a barrel when Putin bid for it. It was 45. Yeah. It was 45 when it came time to pay for it. All right. Sochi. And Sochi was supposed to be turned into this great resort that everybody was going to flock to.
Yeah.
How's that going?
All right. No, I don't think any of us are going there on a bet. So the Olympics, really, it's interesting. They need Tokyo to be strong. They need it. That's why they've made all the changes, because this is the metropolis, the metropolitan Western society, Olympic Games. Here comes Paris, and here comes Los Angeles behind it. You know, high firepower in Los Angeles, because we all remember the games, the last time they came through Los Angeles, kind of changed the way sponsorship worked. The team they put together in LA this year, or for 2028, is the same thing, right? They just need to get to Paris and LA and keep it intact so the sponsors want to do it. Tokyo helps them do that. And then, honestly, as unexcited as I am about going back to Beijing, I spent a month there at the last games in 2008. It actually is like the most sure thing Olympics you can get. It's not like we're going to Qatar for the World Cup, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. That's right.
It's what a mess.
Oh, my
goodness. Not on a bet.